For the people that weren't there, Ellen Kok is her name. She's coming on the stage right now. She is, earlier we heard, she's an expert in voice, as in she is visually impaired. And one of the things that we did, we not only tried to understand how her life is and how hard it is when you can't see well, but we also gave her a speaker, a smart speaker. So one of the things I'd like to do now, and I'm walking to you here. Yes,
hello.
Here I am.
Hello, Martin.
And you can sit. There you go. I'll go sit next to you.
On the stool. All right.
Yes. So, hi, Ellen.
Hey, Martin.
Good to have you back. We actually had people email us, like, what's up with Ellen and how is she doing? So how are you doing?
I'm quite all right. Thank you very much. I hope everyone else is, too.
Very good. So, in short, we're wondering, how is it with a smart speaker?
Yeah, I hope it's very well, because it's working hard. I use it every day. It's constantly used at the moment. Well, there's only one person who feels a bit neglected, and that is my neighbor.
Oh, please do explain.
I don't use my radio set anymore. Well, I hardly use it. And I had to call him 5 times a week just to reset the whole machine, but now I don't need him anymore, poor boy.
Was he nice?
Well, yes, he is.
But what do you use it for, apart from radio?
Well, I use it a lot to listen to the radio. I ask it a lot, is it going to rain? Because I don't like to bring about umbrellas. I don't like umbrellas, but you don't want to get soaking wet. So is it going to rain? And radio is actually the main thing that I do. And I use Spotify a lot on the Google. In Dutch, it's called the Google Cast. It's only such a small thing, the Google Cast. My God. But there's a noise in it. Gee. And that sometimes really it surprises me, because I once told Google, please put it on 10. And the sound was really huge. It was, and I only meant the volume. Please put the volume up to 10%. But Google thought, oh, wow.
Wow, okay. I have that too. Yeah. Hey, is there anything you miss?
Yeah, well, next step that I want to do is really do my shopping with a smart speaker, because that is really something that is missing in my life. I have to use others to order my shopping in the app, and then I pick it up with the pickup points that I use. But it would be very, very nice to, if I could do it myself. That would be great. Yeah.
And is there a reason why you haven't done so yet?
Well, we tried it out. We together did, actually, and it doesn't seem to work very well. Sometimes it works a little bit and sometimes it doesn't, but you can't have, you know, I'm a working woman, I can't have just sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. That is a kind of uncertainty I can do without.
Yeah. And for Stijn, it was Jumbo.
I didn't want to say that. Ah, oh, that's not nice.
Ah, sorry.
Does anybody have a question who was there, or just a general question about the usage?
And I should talk like this. Okay. Well, I think maybe I should ask you, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, yes, there is. I was talking to Marion just now, and I said, you know what I really miss about you? I can't listen to the television stations. So if I ask Google Home, please play MPO 1, it doesn't do it. It just refuses. It's not on your list. It's not into my account. And that is something that I really like to have as well. Because I don't always need the screen to watch. Actually, it's quite a job for me to watch the telly. I have to get very close, and it's
okay. Clear. Did you have a question, Maarten? I don't know. But maybe Martha can help you with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and anything else to add?
To the Google thingy.
Anything else?
Yeah. My, Martin is a lovely guy.
He gave me a project. What's that project?
I'm starting up a social project for people who has been out of the labor process for reasons of handicap, reasons of health, reasons of burnout, whatever. I am starting up a project to get them back to work and to serve people with an visual impairment, but also elderly people, to get into movement on bikes, on tandems, on electric scooters, to get back into movement, to get outside, to enjoy the fresh air, but also to help them get their transport arranged from A to B. And that is handy in a lot of ways.
And what do you need?
I need startup capital, and I need someone to help me develop an app. So please, if you're interested, please contact Martin.
Yes.
Data. You have got my data, haven't yes. you?
Martin at openvoice.nl for Ellen Kok. Project Phoenix is what your company called, and your project is called?
It's Phoenix Feast.
I like it. Phoenix Feast.
Phoenix is riding a bike. It's not in the tail, but there you go.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Stay here. We'll give you a hand.